WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Back in the studio after we were broadcasting live yesterday from just another Phoenix in Dartmouth. And what a fun day we had over there getting to hang out with the people, say hello to a lot of folks, raise some money to help disabled veterans, and also getting to grill up a cheese roll, getting behind the grill, putting an apron on again for the first time in about a decade. And originally the plan was, oh, let's have Tim jump behind the grill and do a little cooking. But I was like, you know what? Let me get out of the way of the professionals now. I'd like to stay retired if I can. But we were talking about my one-handed egg cracking technique. Like, you learned very quickly when I first started being a cook, crack eggs with one hand, because you were using your other hand for other things. And then I can't go back to two hands. So if I am making eggs at home, I still do the one-handed crack. And I'd like to think my success rate was pretty high. Didn't break a lot of yolks. Didn't end up with a lot of shells in the eggs. So it was fun being behind there for a few moments, but I don't think I'm ready to get back at it. But we have a lot that we can discuss today. Of course, we are getting closer to the end of the government shutdown. We'll see what happens. I was watching some CNN coverage last night just because, you know, I turned on the TV to sit with the cat for a few minutes before I went to bed. And there are... some Democrats were pushing for this not to go forward, but I think in the end, everybody wants to be able to reopen the government sooner rather than later. So as such, the Supreme Court has extended the block on paying out SNAP benefits, but only because they expect that the shutdown is going to end. So there's no need to make a legal decision on that when if the government reopens, they can just pay the benefits. But we are still going to be talking about how to help people who are hungry, help people who are in need, because food insecurity was an issue here on the South Coast even before the government shutdown. We've been talking about it for quite a while here. And so we are going to be talking later on with Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford to talk about the upcoming Hunger Heroes food drop that's happening on Saturday from 10 to 12. Outside of Aldi in Dartmouth, your chance to come and drop off some of the non-perishable items involved in a Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to talk with her about exactly what kind of items we're looking for. But the idea is they'll take those non-perishable items and package them up with a gift certificate for a turkey so that families in need can have a nice Thanksgiving dinner. And they will have volunteers there on Saturday morning. Plus, you know, WBSM will be there. Phone 107 will be there. So we don't even need you to get out of the car. We'll take it out of your trunk, out of your back seat. You can hand it to us through the window, whatever you need to do. But if you do need to go inside, well, they've got all the items that you could buy for this drive. They've got it right there in the store. So again, 10 to 12 this Saturday. If you can't make it down there, you can always donate by buying something on the United Way of Greater New Bedford's Amazon wish list. And it's all linked up at WBSM.com. If you just go to the page and click on the top, you will see Hunger Heroes Food Drop at the top. You click on that, it's going to bring you over to the information. Also, if you click on the Feed It Forward link, you can find the story there, as well as numerous other stories about folks helping those who are in need of food. Hunger Heroes Food Drop is made possible by our friends at First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Aaron Pools and Spa, Carefree Homes, and Goulart Square Bakery. And it seems odd to go from talking about people who need food to going out and having food, but today is National French Dip Day. Now, as you know, I don't get too excited for these national days. It's all gimmick. You pay something, and then the National Day calendar website puts you on the calendar, and then it becomes your day. So it's not a real, organic thing. It's a paid-for thing. I mean, some of them are kind of, you know, organically created. So, for example, yesterday, even though it was Veterans Day, which, of course, is a real observation, it's also, some people call it National Heavy Metal Day. Some people call it National Spinal Tap Day. But because it's 11-11, and these go up to 11, you know, the joke from Spinal Tap, people have made that correlation. That's become an organic thing. That's not necessarily somebody bought and paid for it, but I don't know if somebody bought and paid for National French Dip Day, but it is a day I can get behind. I do love, as you know, I love a good sandwich. I love French dip. Had a great one last week from the 99 next door. Maybe I'll get another one today in celebration. Did you see the Northern Lights last night, the Aurora Borealis? I saw people posting about it, and I was like, well, I don't want to get up and go outside, try to go somewhere where there isn't any light pollution. Just seems like a lot of work. Already in my pajamas. And then I saw some of the photos that they were posting, and I was like, okay, kind of wish that I had. So there's still going to be the strong to severe geomagnetic storm tonight. And then tomorrow, it's going to wane off a little bit. But tonight's going to be almost as strong as last night was. So as long as the skies stay clear, you should have a chance at being able to see them again if you miss them. Of course, if you miss them, you can also just go on Facebook and see everybody's photos. But the photos that I saw last night were probably some of the best ones that I had seen from any of these times that we've experienced them. Now, it is going to be partly cloudy tonight, so it may not be as good of a shot of seeing them, but still worth a chance. But what do you want to do is, so a lot of folks go outside, they take a picture, and they say, well, okay, it doesn't look as good as some other people's photos. That's because you've got to, first of all, turn the flash off. You may want to have your night shot option on. But even if you go outside and you can't see like as prominent of the lights as you think you should be because of what you've seen everybody else posting, take those photos and then look at the photo. You'll see more colors in the photo because the camera can pick up more of the light than your eyes can. You know, we can only see so far onto the spectrum. The camera sees even more. So you take those photos and then you look at them and you say, oh, wow. That is much better than I can see with my eyes. So try that tonight if you go out, if the skies are clear enough. Maybe tonight I'll try. I don't know. Like, I want to see them. I definitely want to see them. But every time that they've happened, I've said, oh, I don't feel like going out and finding a place to see them. You know, a lot of people are heading down to West Island, Payden Aram, trying to get to these remote spots without a lot of light pollution. I was like, if I could just look out the window, that'd be one thing. But, you know, street lights and neighborhoods and all that, so. But we still like seeing your photos. You can send them in on the WBSM app if you want. They were it looked like, you know, Scandinavia with some of the photos that people were taking last night. So 508-996-0500, app chat, just making sure I got that open here. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour, right after the 7:30 news. We will also have, later on this morning, in the 8 o'clock hour, after the 8:30 news, we'll have this week's Wet Nose Wednesday discussion with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy, our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent. She has a great article today about scent training. We're going to find out more about that when she calls in later, but basically, you know, training your dogs to utilize their nose and all that it can do. So that should be a fun discussion coming up later on after the 8:30 news. And I like the fact that on Wet Nose Wednesday, not only can we get pets adopted, we can get you to learn more about your pet. So even if you're not adopting a pet, even if you're not going out there and rescuing a dog, you can learn about different ways that you can make your life with the dog you already have better. And not just dogs. You know, we'll have stories on other pets as well, but, you know, Melissa's very passionate about dog training and wants to make sure that people can train their dogs, even if they're not coming to her for the training. She wants to make sure that people are learning how to get the most out of that dog and human relationship. So we'll talk with her coming up after the 8:30 news. All right, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments.
Today,
I wanted to quit for so long, but I didn't know where to start.
I was afraid of what people would think, but then I found the right support to start my recovery journey.
I found a path that worked for me.
1 in 14 Americans reports experiencing a substance use disorder, a treatable medical condition. Treatment can take many forms, so there are a variety of options to explore and find the one that works best for you. Recovery from drug addiction is possible. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various paths to recovery.
Smokey the Bear. Smokey.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad.
You're listening to The Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Bangkok, oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is. Creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news. We're going to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can talk with you. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Flight cancellations and delays continue to increase nationwide. A surprise visit for Veterans Day yesterday, and Diddy may be in more trouble behind bars.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Yesterday was another day of flight cancellations and delays as the FAA reduced flights at 40 major airports nationwide. FlightAware reported over 1,200 cancellations and 2,000 delays as the 6% of flights continued to be cut.
My flight was supposed to go out yesterday and I was canceled, so I had to rebook for this morning.
Wednesday is another block that they're going to let us know for the next few days.
New York hit especially hard, including LaGuardia, Kennedy, Newark Liberty, and Teterboro. Among the many impacted, the travel chaos being blamed on the continuing government shutdown that has many air traffic controllers calling out sick, taking on side jobs because they're not getting paid, and other concerns. FAA mandated flight cuts are set to go to 8% tomorrow and 10% on Friday. America's infant botulism outbreak is growing, with multiple states still affected, including Rhode Island, New Jersey, New York, despite a nationwide recall of a certain baby formula.
The FDA warned parents on Saturday that 13 babies in 10 states had gotten sick and needed to be hospitalized after drinking ByHeart Whole Nutrition infant formula. But now that number has grown to 15 babies in 12 states. All the infants are being treated with Baby Big, a special IV medicine designed to treat botulism. Botulism can cause serious health issues, including trouble breathing and respiratory arrest. ByHeart, based in New York City, first issued a voluntary recall of two lots of formula, which it's now expanded to all. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is pleading not guilty to attempted murder. The charge stems from a shooting at a celebrity boxing event last May in Miami. The plea was entered by Brown's attorney, who has also requested a jury trial. Brown, who played 12 seasons in the NFL, was extradited from Dubai last week after being arrested by U.S. Marshals. He could face 15 years in prison if he's convicted. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene pushing back on President Trump's notion that she has, quote, lost her way.
The president's criticism comes as Greene's public disapproval of the GOP on multiple issues, including Affordable Care Act subsidy extensions and the Epstein files, has grown more frequent. Greene defended herself, asserting that she has not lost her way, and she added that she is 100% America first and only. She also pushed her America First agenda with a post on X calling for nonstop meetings at the White House on domestic policy, not foreign policy, and foreign countries' leaders. I'm Jim Roop.
Former President Barack Obama marked Veterans Day with a surprise appearance before service members and their families who arrived in the nation's capital.
The former president posted a video to X on Tuesday where he walked onto an arriving plane and thanked the veterans for their service. He also shared images of him handing out the presidential challenge coin to veterans coming off the flight. The flight was part of the Honor Flight Network, which offers veterans of World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War free trips to honor their service. I'm Wendy Swanson.
President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance also honored veterans yesterday, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery. The Northern Lights could be visible in almost two dozen states last night. NOAA had released a severe geomagnetic storm alert as it reported at least 21 states could see the aurora borealis, including southern New England. The views could last into tonight in some spots. The Northern Lights occur when the sun's plasma interacts with the Earth's magnetic field. Sean Diddy Combs could face consequences for prison flubs, including an unsanctioned three-way phone call. Reports say officials at FCI Fort Dix want to cancel Combs's commissary and phone privileges for 3 months after they discovered he took part in a multi-party phone call earlier this month. The rapper said he didn't know that wasn't allowed. Also last week, Diddy was reportedly caught with homemade booze behind bars. The 56-year-old is serving 4 years in prison after being convicted in New York last summer of transportation to engage in prostitution.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Tough night for the Boston teams. It was the Maple Leafs over the Bruins, 5-3 last night. Bees have the night off tonight as they travel to Ottawa to play the Senators tomorrow at 7. Celtics also lost last night. Close one to the 76ers in Philadelphia, 102-100.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Skies will vary between partly and mostly cloudy for today. A brief passing sprinkle or flurry during the early morning. Breezy and chilly with a high temp around 48. There'll be a bit of sun during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, dry, low temperatures mid-30s. A mix of clouds and sunshine on Thursday with a high near 50. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
I can wait another day until string and everything a flutter, but another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights.
And welcome back in. Unfortunately, Paul McCartney is not singing No More Cloudy Nights because, as you just heard Tony Petracca say, it's going to be cloudy tonight, so you probably won't get a chance to see the Northern Lights this evening. I was checking out a story from New England Cable News and NBC 10 Boston that was saying just that as well, that unfortunately it's going to be too cloudy tonight to see them. But on the plus side, it is going to be warmer today and this evening than it was last night and the night before. So have you turned the heat on yet? I saw a number of people post that they were going to break down and last night they were going to turn it on for a little bit. I didn't have to. Again, you know, I'm running the little electric heater in whatever room I'm in, so I guess that's technically turning the heat on, but I'll do that any time of year. But it'll definitely be a little bit warmer, so you don't have to worry as much about whether or not you're going to need it tonight. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw you had fun. I saw the video with the apron and the gloves on doing cooking. Boy, you need to come cook for me. I'm getting tired of cooking.
Well, I think you know, I'd like to stay retired from it, but it was nice.
Well, you look very happy there. You look very good doing that. And when I was watching you, I said, you know what? He should continue with that. I can see that you enjoyed that.
No, I hated every minute of it, actually.
Oh,
I did not like it at all.
No. You know how I listen to radio 24/7. So last night, I'm listening. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I heard a noise. I don't know what it was. But I woke up, blah, blah, blah. I walked around and did a few things. And then I went back to the radio. Now, I don't know who the guy is. I don't know his name. I'm sure I do know it, but I just can't remember it. But he's got the talk show going on. And he said something kind of bothered me a little bit. He was talking about guns, you know, and weapons and stuff. And if you own, he said, if you own your gun and you're all squared away with the law and everything, you have all the, you know, papers you need and you're carrying it around. And if something happens where you have to use your gun, either to help somebody or save somebody or whatever the story is, you have to use it. So then when they come to investigate everything, I mean, they could let you go if everything's good. But while the investigation is going on, he said this, and I said, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. He says, while the investigation is going on, and, you know, they give you your Miranda rights when they question you and all, they say if you don't have a lawyer, one will be given to you. And he said, if you already have a lawyer before you ever use your gun or before you anything ever happens, if you already have a lawyer and they ask you, you can contact your lawyer for help. And he said, if you don't have a lawyer, then during the investigation, you're not allowed to, they're not going to get you one. You're not allowed to have one. And I said, everything I ever heard says they ask you if you want one. So why would he say that?
Yeah, that sounds odd.
Program. Yeah, I heard a program, though, right on BSM. It was an ad, I think. And it said, anytime you need a lawyer, there'll always be one for you, and all you have to do is apply. And I guess you pay a certain amount of money every month. I don't know how much it would be. But then I thought of it. I said, maybe that's what he means, that if you join that. But you could be paying for a lawyer like every month in 20 years, never use a lawyer. Right. I mean, I haven't used a lawyer, not ever that I can even remember. So if I had a program like that 50 years ago, I'd be paying for 50 years and never used it. But yeah, he says during the investigation, you're not allowed. We're not allowed to get you're not allowed to get a lawyer at all. Now, I don't understand it. That was on last night.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right to me. I mean, I was going to say, you know, maybe he was implying that it might take a while to get one. But if you're saying he was saying it's not allowed, I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, he said during the investigation you can't get one. And I think he said that to kind of get you to. You know, order yourself
sure, a lawyer. Right. Like, I mean, want. That's the thing. Was it a host talking or was it a commercial?
No, it was the host talking.
No, but
you better get that done.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, was he talking or was he like trying? Like, was he having a conversation or was he trying to push a product? You know what I mean?
No, he wasn't pushing it at all. No, it was a show. It was his show, I think.
Right, but I mean, I talk about products in my show. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. was he doing a live commercial for something?
Oh, no, it wasn't a commercial at all, no, because okay. People were calling in and they were talking and he was answering it. And one other thing, what the heck was it that I won? Oh, on the news that I heard a little while ago, you must have already been there. And I don't know if you hear it when you're there. Are you listening to the news or are you walking around doing
it? Not always. I'm usually running back and getting coffee or doing something in my office or doing all kinds of other things.
Yeah, well, there was a story this morning. And it was about a pastor or a religious guy or something. Him and his daughter crashed in a plane on the way to, him and his daughter were bringing much needed items to the Caribbean. I don't remember what city or what, but they were going, they left Fort Lauderdale and took the plane. I thought he was in his late 50s, I think, and the daughter was 22. And they were I guess they were Christians helping people and doing that. And he had bought the plane from another pastor that was selling it. So they're like, you know, they all knew each other, I guess. And the witnesses over there saw the plane because I guess they were almost there or something. I don't know where they were. But they said it went nosedive straight down. And that just came out this morning, that plane going down. And I felt bad. These are people that were always making trips to help people and food and whatever. And all of a sudden, that plane went down, and I don't know if it was first ride in it because he bought it, or if he had already been using it. But all it said was he did buy it from another religious organization that he knew. Did you see that story at all?
I didn't see it. No, I just looked it up as you were telling me about it, and
they said he was a pilot. He was a pilot, so I guess he was able to fly it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these ministries do have people who can fly these planes so that they can bring supplies over without having to do it commercially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the name of that radio station I can give you about the guy with the gun thing. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. You know how you're armed with a gun? You're armed. So the name of the radio show was Armed American Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's the show that we run early in the morning. Yes.
Well, that's the one, in case you ever wanted. I don't think you're going to look it up, but I'm just telling you, that's what he said. And it was last night, but I guess it's replayed, or I don't think it was live that night, right?
No, it's not live, so. But I don't know why I forgot that we have that program, but yes, they offered that to us a while ago, and I said, you know what, we've got a lot of gun owners in our audience, a lot of people that would like to hear that show, I bet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was surprised. I never heard it before. All the radio I listen to, how long has it been on?
A couple months.
I do sleep sometimes, so I must have missed it before.
Yeah, it's been on for a couple months.
So I don't call in anything at night because, like, it's not live radio. So I would have told him, what do you mean, no lawyer? Now that's bothering me, and I don't know how I'm going to find out about it. But he said it anyway. So, okay, now I went into the Weather Channel and it said possible rain at 7:30, and I haven't been out there yet, so I might have a chance to go out there and not get wet if I do it right away, right?
I think you got a shot.
Yeah. Okay, so more cooking shows. I like that. Do some more of that. I saw what you, I don't know if it was you posted or who posted, but I know it was DSM somewhere, that new the national club there.
Yep. Yeah, Michael Rock went Michael Rock went and tried it out the other night, and then Kristen was there last night and posted a little video about how they have the free valet parking.
Yeah, that I was surprised by that. And I also said, how come Mr. Weisberg hasn't been there? Because he would have been talking about it on his show.
I didn't get the friends and family invite. I guess I'm not friends with the folks over there.
No, but I mean, you just can't go over there.
It's a soft opening right now. So it's a friends and family invite till they're open to the public.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I'm sure you're going to go there.
Probably eventually. I mean, I'm not a big Mexican food person, but I'm sure I'll make it over there eventually.
It's all Mexican then? The whole thing?
It's a high-end Mexican restaurant.
Sure looks nice though, because I looked at all the pictures.
Yeah.
That's big inside, isn't it? It looks pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay.
Maybe one of these days I'll go. Who knows when and where?
Well.
I went to the lottery first. Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
Welcome back in. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And 508-996-0500 is our number here. Coming up in the next hour, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. But in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be very busy. We're going to have Victoria Grisella from the United Way of Greater New Bedford joining us to talk about the Hunger Heroes food drive coming up on Saturday morning. The food drop that we do every year outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall, where you can just pull right up and drop off the non-perishable items for a Thanksgiving meal. It's happening from 10 to 12, so we'll get all the details of what they're looking for from Victoria later. And then in the 8:30 block, after the 8:30 news, we're going to be talking our weekly discussion for Wet Nose Wednesday with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy. Today we're going to be talking about scent training for dogs. And you can read that article right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you want to find out how to get your dog involved in scent training. All right, I got one more break to get in here before the end of this hour. Here we go. We'll be back in a few. All right, we're going to be going into the newsroom. We're going to get the ABC News and then the local news with Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can talk about it at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. It is still pretty cold out there. If you're heading out, it's gonna warm up a little bit. But we're at 40 degrees, which